Well, with the immediate danger over, the journey back into fire-ravaged areas has brought heartbreak for some. Our reporter Isabel Rowe met one couple from the town of Exeter in the New South Wales Southern Highlands, reeling from the loss of almost everything they own.
It's been 48 hours, and Sarah Haslinger is struggling to comprehend the magnitude of what's just happened to her.
We thought we'd be home the next day, so we just packed an outfit for work on Monday, just in case, which just sounds so insane now. We took our laptops and we took our animals and that's it.
Sarah and her husband Gerald Haslinger had been diligent with their fire preparations for their renovated weatherboard home in Exeter and, like many of their neighbours, have spent the last few weeks on constant alert for changing fire conditions.
The stay and fight plan was never really an option for us because if something went wrong, we probably wouldn't have a way out. The only plan we could have would be to leave early and to secure the house as best we could.
A sleepless night passed, and early on Sunday morning, the couple went down to the local rural fire service shed to ask for news of their home.
Some were having a cup of coffee and starting to talk about what they'd been through and what the day was going to be like. And I walked towards them and the captain of our local RFS recognised me. And I just looked at their faces and I burst into tears. Steve turned to us and said, we don't know, but mate, we want you to brace for the worst.
So you went back today to have a look. What did you find?
Ash. Ash and tin. The ground was actually soft to walk on. It was almost like walking on black snow. There's just nothing there.
Sarah and Gerald Haslinger are now staying nearby, trying to work out what to do first to rebuild their life. Their story is echoed around the country as many bushfire-affected families grapple with how to begin again. But in this section of the Southern Highlands, there are only about seven, thanks to people like Bundanoon rural firefighter Peter Lockerbie.
We can actually call that a successful day because we saved more properties than we thought we could.
Yesterday was a day to debrief after the weekend's extreme conditions.
There's a lot of desperation involved with trying to save structures, but it does get to a point where you've got to make that decision. Do we continue to try and save this structure to the detriment of the one next door that's not actually alight yet? There's a lot of emotions that go into that. Keep in mind we've got crews, local crews that know most of these people that have lost their homes. So it becomes very personal.
Exeter resident Sarah Haslinger's grief comes in waves, but she wants her community to know how much they're helping.
I feel carried. I actually feel carried by not just my family, to be carried by every property owner on our road and then by our RFS guys. It's just so safe. Yeah, it's so safe to know we're going to get through this. Yeah. Yeah, it's how it feels.
Exeter resident Sarah Haslinger speaking to Isabel Rowe.